Stand by for the Terry Saul Show in 5, roll tape, 4, cue Terry, 3, bring audio up, 2, stand by, 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today's special guest from the Salem Police Department is Community Programs Coordinator Jennifer Hingston. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you, and I want to thank you for coming in. We're going to talk about the main reason you're here is the Christmas Toy Drive, and we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. What is a Community Programs Coordinator? What do you do down there? You don't arrest people, do you?
I don't arrest people, no. Okay. I'm a civilian employee, so okay. I don't have any arrest powers. So it's a civilian position. It started out, I was primarily the volunteer coordinator, which I still am, but I've acquired some other duties as well. So we kind of changed the title to Community Programs Coordinator.
Did you work with Doc Nelson?
I did. He was one of my volunteers for a while there. Yeah.
Do you have any dirt on him?
I don't.
I do. I have plenty
we'll
of
We'll have
it.
To talk.
Yes, we'll have to talk. All right. So what do you do? What is your actual job description? What do you do?
So overseeing the volunteer program is one of my primary duties. I also supervise the graffiti abatement team. So we have a couple of full-time employees that go out and remove graffiti in the city of Salem. I also oversee the cadet program, which those are youth who come and volunteer who are wanting to become police officers when they get older. And there's quite a few other things I do as well, but those are the primary ones.
Let's talk a little bit about the cadet program. So have you ever had any cadets that basically go through the program and become police officers and just run up the chain?
Yeah, we have quite a few actually current police officers that are with us at the Salem Police Department, and then quite a few who have gone on to work at other agencies as well. So that's the goal of the whole program. We want them to kind of grow with us and become maybe a CSO and become a police officer eventually. So the cadet program is for people ages 14 to 21. And the reason why they age out at 21 is because that's when they could apply to become a police officer. And so it's really cool when you see them go through the cadet program.
What do the cadets do? What's their job?
So they help with a lot of community events. So like Art Fair or World Beat Festival, they'll do overnight security to make sure that those parks are safe and people aren't, you know, mingling with any of the things that they shouldn't be doing. So they'll do that. They also help out with different events like Shop with a Cop. They'll actually go over and help Kaiser Police with the Holiday Lights Parade coming up here pretty soon. They ride along with officers just to get more experience, and we have regular monthly meetings and trainings to give them experience and training and tools to help them to someday become police officers.
Do they have any power at all?
No, they don't have any power. It's mainly just a learning type of environment. They want to learn everything that they can, so when they're ready to become a police officer, they can. And they help the community at the same time, so it's really a win-win.
Are they carrying weapons when they're out and about there?
They carry OC spray. Okay. That's their primary weapon.
That's the pepper spray?
Is mm-hmm. that, okay. Yeah, it's
you ever been
I think
squirted
it's a little
with
stronger.
That?
No. No, but all the cadets actually do get sprayed in order to carry it.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures, and I always feel bad for them when they get sprayed.
The other radio station I worked at years ago, they came in there and did a demonstration, and they sprayed it in the control room, and it's like,
oh, my goodness.
Okay, that wasn't fun.
Yeah, and I think the OC spray is a little bit stronger than pepper spray,
really?
Too, so I would not want to get sprayed with it. So.
No, thank you.
No.
I'll just do what the officer says.
Yeah, exactly. It's much easier that way.
It's so much easier. All right. And then you mentioned Shop with a Cop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm familiar with that. I've participated in that a couple of times. Tell me what that's all about, because that's an amazing program.
It really is. So Shop with a Cop is a lot of different police agencies all come together. So it's not just Salem Police, it's Marion County, Oregon State Police, all of the smaller agencies around us as well. So they come together at a location. It's usually, for the past few years, the Walmart out on South Commercial, and it's designed to give kids a positive experience with a police officer. So maybe a child has had not so positive experiences. Maybe they have a parent who's in jail, or they've just heard and seen the bad parts of police work.
Right.
So we really want to give kids that positive experience with the police officer. A lot of the kids who participate wouldn't be able to get a Christmas gift otherwise. And so they come to the Walmart and they're partnered up with an officer. And so the two of them go off together and they shop for a gift.
And it's just one-on-one, right?
Mm-hmm. It's just that one-on-one interaction. Right. And it is really amazing to see how many officers come and they're volunteering their time to do this.
Okay. Let me tell you about some of these raunchy officers that show up down there. Okay. And I'm saying that jokingly because they are awesome.
They really are awesome.
I've been down there to cover it before, and I've watched the officers dip into their own wallets.
Oh yeah,
and they do that. Most of them do that.
Yes,
it's just they don't have to do that.
No,
they don't have to, but they do.
They do.
They're just amazing, amazing people. So how much money do the children get to spend on the gift?
It's $25 or $30. It changes from year to year, but they're given a gift card so that they could shop for a gift. And there's been many times and stories that I've heard where kids are buying gifts for a family member,
right.
buying clothes for their mom, something like that, and it just pulls at your heartstrings because hearing these stories and just seeing the kids light up when they're partnered with this officer, it's really very heartwarming.
I was walking with a Marion County deputy at one of the events there, and the kid picked up a couple of gifts for his brother and sister and stuff, and the officer says, "What about you?" And he says, "Well, we don't have any more money, so we're okay." And the officer said, no, not going to work this way. And he reached into his own pocket and pulled out his card and told the kid to pick another gift. And
a lot of them do that. It's really neat.
Yeah. Now, where does that money come from?
It's all donations. So there are several different foundations that work together. So like the Salem Police Foundation and the Believe in Your Community Foundation through Marion County, they will get donations. And then I believe Walmart also gives like a grant to help out with it as well. But this year, the plan is to serve 500 kids. So that's a decent amount of money.
Is that normal, 500 children?
Last year, I think we were just under 500. So we tried to reach about that every year. Yeah.
And what's the age limit of the kids?
The youngest we would go is probably 2 or 3. So if somebody had a younger sibling, we would let them shop at that age, and it goes up to about 17 years old.
Can you imagine? I mean, look at both the 2-year-old walking with the police officer. And when I went, they were holding onto the officer's hand.
Yeah.
And just walking with the police officer there and doing the shopping. And then the 17-year-old who probably doesn't have good thoughts towards the police. And then all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, you see some of their faces when they're there, like, do I really have to do this? But then you watch them walking around with the officer and just the rapport that they build up through that time together. Because the officer isn't rushing them. They're letting them take their time and, you know, chatting with them, getting to know them. And it's really, really a neat program.
And you wonder what the officers are feeling like, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to be such a wonderful feeling for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because many officers come back year after year to do it.
Really?
They look forward to it because it's really just such a neat experience that they want to be a part of.
And you do that every year around Christmas time?
Yep. It's always a couple weeks before Christmas. So,
okay, so it's coming up.
It's coming up. It is,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. What else you do?
Like I said, the cadet program, the
big office they give you down there. I know you've got a huge office there. And
that's funny.
You know, all your assistants and stuff. What do you do down there? What else you do down there?
The graffiti abatement team is a big part of my job, overseeing that program.
Right, I'm calling you up right now, and I'm going to say, Jennifer, somebody wrote graffiti all over the side of this building here. What are you going to do about it?
So we have a couple of full-time employees who actually will go out
full-time?
And remove the graffiti, yes.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a charge to the building owner?
No, there's not. If they want us to remove it, then there's a waiver that they have to sign. We just have gray paint. It's not like we're going to color match or make sure we're not going to use your paint, nothing like that. But if you want our staff to use the paint that we have, we're happy to do so. Or we'll work with the property owner to assist them in removing it, maybe provide some resources and tools.
If we supply the paint, the color we want, would you guys take care of it at that point then? Or?
They probably would, yeah.
Probably would.
Yeah. Depends on how busy they're.
You said you have 2 full-time employees.
Yeah.
Is that a big issue going on right now?
So in Salem city limits, we really try to stay on top of all of the graffiti. So we want it removed as quickly as possible. The longer you leave graffiti there, it's going to grow, and it's just not good. We don't want graffiti in city limits. Out in this area,
you ever been to Los Angeles?
It doesn't look so good, does it?
Oh, it does. I was down there a few weeks ago, and oh my goodness, there's more graffiti than there are clear walls.
Yeah, and it just makes you not feel safe if there's a lot of graffiti around. And they'll even kind of venture out into the county a little bit sometimes too, because out here on Lancaster, it jumps in and out of city county lines, and it's really confusing to know where you're at. So, they stay pretty busy and just following up to make sure, you know, there are certain areas of town, certain parks where we know that they get tagged quite a bit. And so the staff will go there.
It doesn't seem like that's a real, maybe it's because you guys are staying on top of it. It just doesn't seem like it's a real big issue in this town. compared to going up to Portland or somewhere and seeing it everywhere.
I think it is because we have dedicated staff that stay on top of it, because a lot of places don't. I think Portland, what they do is just periodically they'll have a company come in and remove it all. But that might be just once or twice a year.
And then overnight it's back.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
You ever catch people doing that catch them doing the graffiti?
Officers have caught them
act.
Yeah, and reading the reports are always interesting because, you know, they're caught red-handed and they have all these excuses and
cans of spray paint in each hand going.
Yeah, their fingertips are painted.
I wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if they get caught, what's the punishment?
It is a misdemeanor,
really?
Depending on what you're tagging. So if you're tagging like a fence or something like that, it's a misdemeanor, it's criminal mischief.
Okay, how about a building? Is it the same thing?
Yeah, but if it's a utility, that could be a felony. So
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we have a lot of people who are frequent taggers. You know, you get to recognize
the name. Is that what they're called, taggers?
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I'm going to be a tagger.
So what we do is we keep track of it all. So if they are caught, then we could go back and say we have all of these reports of graffiti that they've done. And depending on how much there is, they could have to pay restitution. There's fines. They could,
Will they do some jail time?
They could.
Now, when they're writing graffiti, and I could never understand this on trains, okay? Sometimes you even wonder, some of the graffiti on trains is very nicely done.
True.
And you wonder, did kids really do that in the middle of the night? Or was that something that, hey, pull that car over here and let's make it look nice.
Right.
What are the messages? They're not the usual F-bomb type of message out there. What are they saying? What are they doing? What's that graffiti all say?
I don't know about the trains, because some of that is pretty interesting looking, as you say. That's not typically what we see in Salem. It's more of stuff that doesn't look so good. But they'll use the same, moniker. Like if their name is something, like a nickname that they'll use, then they'll keep using that over and over. So it's like their calling card, and you know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Which
makes
it
really smartest people in the world, are they?
No, it makes it really easy for us when we're tracking it, and when they get arrested, then we know just how much graffiti they've done. So,
wow.
Yeah, there is some gang graffiti as well, and that helps us to kind of figure out what's going on with, the different gangs and to try to remove that as quickly as possible.
Well, are they sending messages to maybe other gang members saying this?
Yeah.
However, their language is,
This
is what we're going to do or what could happen or whatever.
Yeah, and the color that they use, it's like they're the blue team or the red team or whatever.
So it's color-coded too.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different things that they are saying with that.
What's the hardest to keep the graffiti on? Because I can go on down on I-5 there and you can see an underpass as you're going under the bridge. And like, how the heck did they get over there to do that? Without falling.
Exactly.
And yet it's still...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how they get up there either. For our team, we don't want them to go anywhere where it's unsafe for them to remove it. So there are certain areas where, if we're having to shut down streets and things like that, we're making sure that happens. We aren't just going to send
them
out there.
You actually have to do that? Shut down the street in order to...
You could, depending on where it's at. Some of those underpasses and things like that, depending on where it is. But we don't typically see that much of that, luckily. So.
All right. Yeah. A couple of minutes left in this segment here. What else do you do? We'll get into the toy drive here in just a minute.
So the volunteer program is probably the most fun job that I have, overseeing all of the volunteers that donate their time to the police department.
For what reason? What are they volunteering?
Oh, we have all sorts of volunteer jobs.
Really?
Uh-huh. Disabled parking patrol, moving the radar reader boards around, helping with clerical assistance, doing home security surveys. There's just a wide array of things that volunteers help with, and it's just the people that I work with are amazing.
Now, the volunteers that move those radar things around?
Yeah.
Okay. How many of those are in the city?
We have 4.
And they're out there all the time?
Pretty much. They do have to charge. They do have a solar panel, but we live in Oregon, so that doesn't always work. So they do have to have a battery charge as well. So that takes about a couple of days for them to charge. Right. But we tried to keep them moving as
now,
often
as possible.
Can
people request, if we're
they
getting
can.
A lot of traffic going down my street a little quicker than they should have?
Yeah.
You can request that.
You can request
it. And how long will they normally stay out there?
We try to leave it out there for at least a week, and I will let you know we have a really long waiting list. So it
do
can
you
be
really?
A while. Yeah, a lot of people like them because it's just a traffic calming device, and it does seem to help. So yeah.
And it doesn't take a picture or anything of the car. It just tells people, slow down, dude. You're going a little too fast.
I don't know if we want people to know that.
Oh!
I think a lot
Look
of people...
Look at me. just answer this one. Say, perhaps it does.
Perhaps it does.
Okay. She's not going to answer that one. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM, today's show, being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group and the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler.
The Salem Police Department's annual Christmas toy drive is now underway. Each year, the number of needy children has grown. Last year, over 1,000 kids were provided with holiday presents. The toy drive got its start as a result of a tragedy in December of 1986 when a Salem police officer responded to the scene of a suicide and found a Christmas wish list written by the small daughter of the victim. A collection was taken up and the toy drive began. We're asking for a donation of new toys and or cash donations to buy new toys. All age levels are needed from infants to 12 years old. We ask that the gifts are left unwrapped. This helps determine what the toy is and what age and sex of child would enjoy it the most. Wrapping paper is also needed so that donated money can be used to buy toys. People wishing to donate can drop off toys at the front lobby of the Salem Police Department, 555 Liberty Street Southeast. KSLM, helping our community, because after all, that's what we're all about. Welcome back to the Terry Saul Weekend Show. Our guest is Jennifer Hingston from the Salem Police Department. She's the Community Programs Coordinator. You just heard that commercial about the Christmas toy drive, and this is something that you're involved with as well?
Yes, this is one of the programs that I oversee and help.
Okay, on that commercial we just heard, it kind of gets a little bit heavy and tugs on the heart. Okay,
yeah.
How did this toy drive come about?
So it started back in 1986, and it was 8 days before Christmas. Officers responded to the scene of a suicide. And as they were, you know, securing the scene and everything, they found a Christmas list from the deceased 9-year-old daughter. And so that just really pulled on the officers.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the officers had to go to the school to pick up the daughter and take her to the grandparents to deliver the news. So it was just not a good day for anyone. And so the officers who were on scene after seeing the Christmas list, they said, we need to do something. We need to help. Let's, you know, get the items off of her list and give them to her and see if we could make her Christmas a little bit better. Because, I mean, what an awful way to go into the Christmas season. So they worked together and they spread the word around the station that they were collecting money as well as gifts for this little girl. And just everybody from the department pitched in to help. There were people just emptying their wallets, you know, donating what they had and more, just to make sure this little girl had a good Christmas. So it was definitely an emotional thing that it started from. And every year the officers just decided they kind of wanted to keep up with it. And so now here we are.
I heard, and maybe you can tell me whether I'm right or wrong, but the officer that was involved with the start of this thing is no longer with the police department. He's retired.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. But recently, maybe in the past few years or something, you brought the officer back along with the 9-year-old little girl.
Yes.
Tell me that story.
Yes.
What
happened? My goodness, that was emotional.
I'm gonna get tears out of you yet.
Because I was there for it, and so they hadn't seen each other since then. And it was emotional. They were both, you know, crying and they hugged each other and stuff. And the little girl who's now all grown up, she's doing great. And, you know, she just said how much it meant to her that the officers cared that much about her when that happened, that they went and, you know, fulfilled her wish list for her and brought her everything that she had on that list. And she said she still, you know, remembers it and talks about it. And it was a hard Christmas for her, but that made it a little bit better. So it was a really neat day when they got to see each other again.
And I bet the officer just
He never forgot it.
Yeah. I had a hard time.
Yes.
So the toy drive is coming up. It's going on right now.
Yeah, we're collecting toys now.
Okay. What kind of toys are you looking for?
So we accept any sort of toy for kids up to 12 years old, and we want them to be brand new. We don't want, you know, hand-me-down stuff, and we also would like it to be unwrapped. So we
What's the reason for that?
Well, we just want to make sure that we could pick out an age-appropriate toy, because we have volunteers that actually will select the gifts for the kids and will then wrap them.
So you don't want to give a 14-year-old guy a Barbie doll.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. I will let you know that the toys that I always have to go purchase because we don't get enough donations are for the older kids. We don't get that many donations of those. So some of the Lego sets or, you know, makeup sets, things like that for the older kids would be good if somebody is looking for a good item to donate. Just any toy new, unwrapped, and they could be dropped off at any of our donation sites, which is it okay if I talk about
absolutely.
Okay. So they could be donated at the Salem Police Department, of course.
Which is over on Liberty, 555 Liberty?
Yep, okay. At the Civic Center. And then our other donation sites are Salem Electric, which is on 7th Street in West Salem, Cycle Country, which is on Portland Road Northeast, Dr. Dow Pediatric Dentistry, which is out south, 140 Ramsgate Square, White Oak Construction, which is 2455 River Road South, and then, of course, like I said, the Salem Police Department. So we have quite a few donation sites. I will also say Salem Health, while they're not an official donation site, we probably get the majority of our donations from them because all of their staff donate toys. And, oh my goodness, if you want to see a lot of toys, it's amazing. Every year we have a day where we go around to all of the donation sites and pick up the toys, and Salem Health has so many toys.
Really? That's
it
neat.
Is amazing, and they're good toys too.
Yeah. Fun stuff, huh?
Yeah, really good stuff.
I was talking with our friends, which are sponsors, Richard and Barbara Chesbro, over the weekend, who run the Willamette Queen, mm-hmm. and I was telling them about the interview coming up, and they says, we'll take toys here, too, and bring them down to the police station. So
awesome.
If you're going to go on a cruise, bring a toy down there.
Definitely.
And that's what's interesting is that if you're going to be out doing some shopping, just pick up an extra toy.
Yeah.
How about clothing? Do you want clothing as well?
No, we don't get clothing sizes when we get people's names. And so maybe baby clothing, because we do get baby's names on the list. But as far as clothing goes, otherwise, I would say no. Like mittens, scarves, things like that, yes, we'll take, because we do throw some stocking stuffers in there as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about money?
We definitely accept monetary donations because I always have to go out. Like I said, I'll buy kids toys depending on what the need is. So like for the older kids, I'll go out and purchase those. I also have to use money for like buying wrapping paper, tape, batteries for toys, things like that. And so we do also accept the donations of batteries, tape, and wrapping paper too.
Never thought about it. Yeah, you would need wrapping paper
too. Yeah, we go through a lot of wrapping paper.
Wow. All righty. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about who has to wrap all these toys and everything and how you deliver them and all of that. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM, 1220 AM. We are KSLM. Today's show being brought to you by our friends over in the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group. That's Lule's Car Connection. Don Lule Holmes and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. Back in just a moment. We're back. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show, Salem's original radio station, KSLM, AM, and FM. I am your host, and today we are talking with Jennifer Hingston, who is the Community Programs Coordinator at the Salem Police Department. How long have you been there?
Been there 13 years.
Really?
Yeah. It's gone by fast.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a fun job.
What made you decide you wanted to do that?
So before working for the police department, I worked at Willamette Humane Society, and I was the volunteer manager out there for about 2.5 years. And so just getting into volunteer management was a really fun job. And so when I saw the job posted for the Salem Police Department, I thought, well, that sounds interesting. And so
Here I am. Are you excited about the new building?
Oh, my gosh,
yes. How big is your office going to be there? You have a big office?
I actually have an office, which is nice because I don't currently, but in the new station, I will have an office with a door and a window, which
Whoa.
I am so excited
Whoa.
About the window because my current office, I share with other people, which is fine, but I have a lot of people who like to stop by and chat with me, volunteers, and which is fine. I love talking to them, but there are times where it would be nice to actually have a door that closes.
Shut the door so you get some work done.
Yes, or if I need to have a conversation. conversation with somebody that maybe not everybody else needs to hear. Yeah. And like I say, the window is going to be the best part, because where I am now, there's no windows. And so there are days where I don't really get out of my office much, and I have no idea what the weather's like outside. And I love seeing the nice sunny days. So
when's the new building going to be done? I drive by there every day, and I'm watching it, and it's like, it's
coming
along.
They're moving pretty fast. Yeah, I went on a tour a couple of weeks ago, and so I actually got to stand in my office because the second floor was framed in. I believe the third floor is now as well. But they are coming right along. It's supposed to be done September of 2020. And so we won't move in probably till maybe a couple months after that.
It's going to be here before you know it. It's still a ways off, though.
Yeah, but at least it's sooner than it was before.
Wow.
I'm super excited. So
everybody's kind of excited. Is there going to be a holding cell in there, the new one, too?
Yeah. There's going to be so much that we don't have currently.
Really?
Yeah. And just the hallways are so much wider. Our current hallway, if people are going in both directions, it's like you have to, merge your way in.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
It's very exciting. Yeah.
And you have a new chief of police coming in pretty soon. Chief Moore is retiring.
Yeah, he's going to be retiring the end of this
month. Why? He hasn't put in very much time.
Only 40 years.
40 years, and now he wants to bail out.
Yeah.
One of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Isn't he awesome?
He's amazing. Yeah. So he'll come back as the interim chief for a while they try to find somebody else. Yeah.
What are they going to do with the old building?
I think just other city departments will move in there, because there are some city departments that are off-site that they have to lease space currently, so they'll just move in.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're probably already trying to figure out where they're going to
be. Who's getting what office?
Yeah.
I want that office there.
Yeah,
okay. Jennifer, we've been talking a little bit about the toy drive, and I want to get back onto that subject right now. You're going to go down and do some shopping, and you're going to buy a lot of toys and stuff. And do you go by yourself?
Luckily, we get so many donations, I don't have to do a ton of shopping. I kind of wait to see what we get and what we need.
Oh, you know you like to go shopping.
It is kind of fun, but you should see the looks that I get from people when I have carts overflowing with toys, and, it's hundreds of dollars.
You're going to spoil those kids rotten. Yeah, they don't realize what it's for.
Yeah, and then I tell them, and they say, oh, you're so generous. I say, no, this is from the community that donates all the money, that, they're super generous. So it is fun.
What's the most money you've raised?
It would be hard to say. The last couple of years, Venti's has done something where they have like a tap for the month where a portion of the proceeds come to the Salem Police Department. And then there's one night where all of the proceeds from the whole night do as well. So that's, the past couple of years, that's brought in over $1,000, which was really nice and very generous of them. Yeah, between that and then the private donations that have come in, maybe a couple $1,000 each year.
Really?
So that on top of all of the toys that are donated is super helpful, because there's other expenses as well, like I was saying, the tape, wrapping paper, things like that we don't necessarily
get. How do you know which children you're going to give these toys to?
So we partner with some different agencies.
Like who?
The CAPES organization, which is Community and Partners of East Salem. We partner with them, and then they have several different organizations within CAPES that help us to find names. So Family Building Blocks, some of the Boys and Girls Clubs, some of the different schools. They have counselors that work with the schools who know, what families could benefit from the help. Of course, the Salem police officers, if they come into contact with a family that they know could benefit from getting some help over Christmas, they will send me their name so that we could reach out to them to make sure that they're taken care of as well.
Will it be for just one member of the family, or can you, if you've got two boys and two girls?
Yeah, we want to serve the whole family, so we don't want it to just be, one kid or half of the kids or whatever.
Right.
We want it to be all of the children.
Right.
So the ages, sometimes, we try to stay 12 and under, but if somebody has like a 14-year-old kid, we're going to make sure that they get something as well. So,
So now you're out there and you're doing all this shopping. You knock it all out in one day? What do you do?
No.
Just walk up and down the aisle and pick every toy you see?
I have to be creative sometimes, because I only have a limited amount of space to work with, and, you don't want to get anything too huge, and then you have to look at what ages each toy is for and things like that. So there are times where, I have to get a little creative to make it all fit. It's like a puzzle in the shopping carts.
All right. So you've got all these toys.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk out and you stick them inside your car and you drive home and now you got to unload all these things. Then who's going to wrap these things?
Oak Park Community Church is super generous, and they donate the space to us. And so there will be wrapping days where we have volunteers from all over come in and sign up for wrapping shifts. So I mentioned...
Sign up? How many? You have that many toys you have to wrap?
Yeah, if we're serving, a couple hundred kids or more.
Okay, so you wrap up the box of Legos here, and then do you put like some kind of a label on it saying what it is for?
So they'll put a label with the child's name. So we'll get family lists with each child's name and age on there so that we could pick out an age-appropriate toy, label it for the child so they'll get, you know, a couple of gifts and some stocking stuffers. And then all of the gifts for the family will go into a big bag.
You know in advance of where that gift's going.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So then we will have officers who will actually go out and deliver the gifts. The past couple of years, because the Salem-Keizer School District schedule has been a little challenging, we've actually we've had parents come in and pick stuff up. So we try to get the school resource officers to go out and deliver the gifts because there haven't been many days off before the Christmas break starts. That's why we've had parents last year and this year. They'll be actually coming to pick up gifts.
So when do you try to get the gifts delivered?
We try to do it a few days before Christmas. And so that's why we're having parents come pick stuff up, because otherwise this year, the first day of Christmas break is a Monday and Christmas is on Wednesday. So we don't want them to get things 2 days in advance. If we have to do that, we will. We'll have officers deliver if parents don't have a way to come get the gift. But
now, are you talking street patrol officers? We'll have it in the back of their car and say...
They're school resource officers, and so they're assigned to the schools. And so, I mean, they have a regular patrol car. And past years when we would just have them all delivered, it's really fun and funny to see because their patrol cars are packed with all of these bags full of toys.
No room for the bad guys.
No. And so they'll pull up outside of people's houses, and a lot of them really get into it. They'll wear Santa hats and they really have a good time with it. And, you know, they'll go up and give it to the child, and we'll have bikes donated. I mean, stuff like
that.
Yeah, a lot of bikes. People are very generous. It's amazing.
Where the heck are you going to put a bike in the patrol car? I guess you could put one in there, but you're not going to get much more.
Yeah, we have our CSO trucks, which they'll take some of those as well so that they could fit more bikes and stuff like that in there.
Now, do the kids know it's coming, right? They know it's coming from you guys?
The parents know. I don't always know if the kids know.
And do the parents ever give you a list and say, little Johnny wants a red truck or...
We've done that before, but it's just kind of hard because we don't know what we're going to get. And so that's why we just ask for their age, and we just do our best to pick out something that we think they would like. Some parents will provide more information, and we'll go with that if we can. But we just have to pick out what we think would be good and hope that they don't already have it, or that maybe they could swap with someone else if they do.
Now, does Santa ever make an appearance? You know, I've gotten in with him. You know, he listens to my show.
Santa has made an appearance in past years, and
So at what point do you say, we're done for another year? Has that ever happened? Or you collect toys year-round, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And it seems like we start the planning earlier and earlier. It seems like basically as soon as school starts, we start planning for the toy drive now. It's crazy how early we have to plan for it. But working together with CAPES, like I said, and some of our other partner agencies, everybody works together really well. And having the help of other agencies with the planning and everything is a huge help.
What's your biggest challenge?
I would say the biggest challenge is making everything work as far as scheduling goes. So like I said, this year...
Is that your job?
Yeah.
That's why you need that door. Shut the door.
Shut my door and try to figure these things out.
No.
Yeah, because like I said, with the school schedule this year and last year too, it was just hard. And so that's why we have to kind of think outside of the box and work together to say, okay, what can we do and how can we make this work? And yeah, we make it all happen. There's an amazing volunteer with CAPES. Her name is Julie Gregory. And I could not do this without her help. She helps coordinate all of the wrapping shifts, gets the church for us and makes sure that it's going to be open on the days we need it. She's amazing.
It started in December of 1986. One police officer and one small girl. How many people are involved now to put this off?
A lot. I can't even tell you how many people, because of all of the people who come together to wrap the toys. And then last year and then this year too, where we have parents come pick up the toys, we'll have a lot of different people there that day too to make sure that they're getting their gifts loaded up and they're getting the right bag and all that stuff. And then we will still have some officers go deliver whatever people aren't able to come pick up themselves. So we'll still have some officers doing that as well. So there's a lot. And then, like I said, just officers giving us names of families that they think would benefit from receiving gifts from the toy drive. And a lot of officers still donate every year. Donate toys, donate money. They do.
What do you need right now?
We need
toys.
We're
a few weeks away from Christmas. What do you need from us right now, from our community?
Toys for sure. And, you know, if you're a big Black Friday shopper, I know that there will be tons of sales.
Are you?
No.
I'm not either.
No.
My wife will sit there and go, well, let's go shopping. Go, okay, go. Have fun.
Yeah. I like to shop, but not so much on Black Friday. But if someone is,
if you would have sat in here, Jennifer, and you said, well, I don't like to shop, I'm going to go, I don't think so. You look like the kind of likes to shop, and especially if you've got shopping carts full of toys.
Yeah, but Black Friday, there's just so many people out there. So
It's crazy.
It is,
it's just simply crazy.
It is.
So what do you need?
Yeah, toys. Toys, and tape, wrapping paper, batteries, because a lot of toys that we get require batteries. And what's worse than a kid opening up a toy and realizing they can't actually play with it because they don't have the right size batteries. So,
And then where do you go on Christmas Day to get batteries?
I know, exactly. Again. So, yeah, if you get a toy that requires batteries, I would say provide extra batteries as well. But just be thinking of us. We, of course, like I said, we take monetary donations as well. So those could be dropped off at any time as well or mailed into the Salem Police Department. Be thinking of us as you're out shopping or even make a special trip out there to buy a few toys for the Salem Police Department toy drive.
Again, you're asking for donations of new toys and or cash donations so that you can go out and buy new toys. All age levels are needed from infants to 12 years old. And you're asking that the gifts are left unwrapped. And that helps determine what the toy is and also what age and sex of the child would enjoy it the most. But the part that I didn't pick up on was wrapping paper is also needed. I guess, yeah, you need to wrap these things.
Yeah.
As well as batteries. Who would have thought that?
I know.
Who would have thought that? You know, pick up a box of batteries and bring a box of batteries down there and donate those as well.
Yep.
We need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up here. Today's show is being brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler and the Lule Group, Lule's Car Connection. Don Lule Holmes and Teresa Lule, State Farm Insurance. We'll be back with our final few minutes on the Terry Saul Weekend Show. Back in just a minute. Salem Police Department's annual Christmas toy drive is now underway. Each year, the number of needy children has grown. Last year, over 1,000 kids were provided with holiday presents. The toy drive got its start as a result of a tragedy in December of 1986 when a Salem police officer responded to the scene of a suicide and found a Christmas wish list written by the small daughter of the victim. A collection was taken up and the toy drive began. We're asking for a donation of new toys and or cash donations to buy new toys. All age levels are needed from infants to 12 years old. We ask that the gifts are left unwrapped. This helps determine what the toy is and what age and sex of child would enjoy it the most. Wrapping paper is also needed so that donated money can be used to buy toys. People wishing to donate can drop off toys at the front lobby of the Salem Police Department, 555 Liberty Street Southeast. KSLM, helping our community, because after all, that's what we're all about. Good morning. We are back with our final few minutes. Today's guest has been Jennifer Hingston, who is the Community Programs Coordinator for the Salem Police Department. We've been talking about the toy drive, and you just heard the spot that we're running on that. It's just an incredible, incredible event and program that is working right now. And it's been working since 1986, and it's been successful. Is that correct?
It has been, and it's a lot of fun. It's something that a lot of people at the department look forward to every year. So,
well, good.
Yeah.
The donation sites. Run those past me again.
So donation sites, Salem Electric on 7th Street in West Salem, Cycle Country on Portland Road Northeast, Dr. Dow Pediatric Dentistry out south on 140 Ramsgate Square, White Oak Construction, 2455 River Road South, and the Salem Police Department, which is downtown on Liberty Street at the Civic Center.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to become an official donation site, what do they have to do and who do they need to call?
Just reach out to me. My email address is jhingston, which is spelled H-I-N-G-S-T-O-N, at cityofsalem.net, or give me a call at 503-588-6002.
Okay. And you'll take care of what they need? And is it too late to become a donation site this year already? Or
it's not too late.
We're getting to crunch time, though.
We are, yeah. We would just talk on the logistics of how we would get the toys and such, but it's not too late.
Okay. We weren't going to plan on talking about this, but what is the Citizens Police Academy? What's that all about?
So the Citizens Police Academy is one of the programs that I coordinate as well, and it's
a lot of fun. What do you do in your spare time?
It's a lot of fun. So when I first started there, I went through the Citizens Police Academy myself so that I could kind of learn more about the Salem Police Department, and it was so much fun. So it's a program that is free, and it's open to people who live or work in the city of Salem. It's a 12 to 13-week program, depending on how long I decide to make it from time to time. And every evening, every Wednesday evening, the class comes together and they learn all about the Salem Police Department. So like the first night of class, the chief will come in and kind of give an introduction, and then there will be a couple other speakers as well. You learn everything about the Salem Police Department, all that happens behind the scenes. You'll go on a ride along with an officer. There's also three Saturday classes, which are a ton of fun. We have EVOC, which is the Emergency Vehicle Operations course, where you get to go out on the course out at the academy and drive patrol cars.
You get to play with the lights and sirens?
Yes, they let you do it all. They also have confrontational simulations, which puts you in scenarios similar to what officers would go through, and you decide how to handle that situation. Mm-hmm. It's a huge eye-opener. And then they also take you out to the range and have a firearms class. So those are the three Saturday classes.
Wow.
It's a ton of fun. And so every Wednesday evening from 6 to 9 p.m., you'll have different speakers come in to just talk about everything that makes up the Salem Police Department, all of the different units, all of the special teams, how the department is made up.
Do you bring in officers and let them sit there and do questions and answers? And just
Well, it's the officers that give the presentations.
Okay.
And
okay.
They do a really good job. We have some really good speakers there. So all of the different areas, like personnel and training, they'll come in and talk about the hiring process, because we get a lot of people, a lot of students who go through who are interested in becoming police officers. We'll have the SWAT team come in and talk about what they do. The SWAT team will let them walk through their vehicles. We'll have the bomb squad come in and talk about what they do. All the different units. It's really neat. It's a great way to learn more about the Salem Police Department.
What does this academy cost?
It's free. It's free to anybody who lives or works in the city of Salem.
Really?
Yeah, and we do it twice a year. So we're wrapping up a session right now. The next one will start in April. And so be looking for information on all of our social media in about March, because we accept applications anytime, but you'll start seeing more about it in March. But
many people will go through the academy to shop?
We only allow a maximum of 20, and it is first come, first serve. So if someone is interested, I would encourage them to submit their application early.
Is there an age limit?
You have to be over 18.
Okay.
But, yeah. And you have to have a valid driver's license as well.
Do you ever have a husband and wives take it together?
Yeah, we have. We have, and it's funny because they'll kind of compete with each other a little bit on the Saturday classes, but they have a great time together. And I have a lot of people who one spouse will go through and then they'll say, I really want my husband or wife to participate as well. And so the next time the spouse will come through. But the best way that we spread the word is through word of mouth. So students, current and past students, will tell other people how much fun they've had. And after every Wednesday class, you know, at work on Thursday, they'll be telling them all about what they learned, what they did. And so I'll get people calling me saying, okay, they're telling me all these stories. It sounds really cool. I want to participate. So
if you're thinking maybe of becoming a police officer, which would be awesome, take this academy just to kind of get a little bit of an insight before you
decide
if this is something that you want to do or you don't want to do.
Yep. We have all ages that participate, though. We have a lot of retired individuals, a lot of younger people who, like I said, are interested in the field, and other people who are just looking for something different to do. And it gives them something to do.
And where's this class taught at?
It's at the Salem Police Department.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of off-site classes as well, like the Saturday classes that I spoke about. And then we have one over at our dispatch center. So,
And that's located, they moved the dispatch. It used to be downstairs.
Yeah, it's not anymore.
I used to work there.
Did you?
Yep.
Were you a dispatcher?
Yes, I was.
For how long?
2 years.
Oh.
A couple of years.
Did you like it?
It's a very stressful job.
Yeah.
It's a very stressful job.
Very. Amazing.
I can tell you that I remember having one call, which was a death.
Oh.
And as soon as you hang up, the next call is a barking dog. And it's like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The call takers and dispatchers, they have a really tough job.
Yeah, they certainly do. Yeah. And the whole, my son's a paramedic. And just the whole emergency responders, all of them, they're incredible
they
people.
They really are, yes.
The firefighters, they're incredible people. My son was a firefighter when he first started, and my wife and I watched him do a burn to learn, and they actually went into this burning house, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at it going, why is he going in there?
Yeah.
Son, come back. Yeah. Out of there. Get out of there.
Yeah.
That house is on fire.
Wow.
But it's just, you know, the whole thing. And it's such a brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
They all take care of each other.
They do.
My son got hurt, and he fell through a roof there. And we got to the hospital there, and I walked in there, and I saw 25, 30 firefighters and police officers all there. And it's like, what are you guys doing here? You know, who's protecting
cool.
the city?
Yeah.
And I remember going up to the fire chief and says, well, I'm going to take my son home. And he says, I'll take him home. I go, no, it's my son. I'll take him home. And he looked at me and says, sir, with all due respect, I will be taking him home. Like, okay.
Wow. You
know? And my son looked at me and says, Dad, back off.
I'm yeah, like, really?
Okay. So, wow. Jennifer, I think what you do, it's remarkable. And I hope that more people will become involved in the toy drive. Again, if they want to get a hold of you, the best way to do it is to give you a holler at 503-588-6002. That's 503-588-6002. It is the event that happens every year that is just a remarkable, remarkable event. Would you do me a favor? Would you come back later on once it's all over and you actually can catch your breath and tell us how it went?
Sure, I'd love to.
All right. Have a safe and great holiday season, and we'll see you back here soon.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Willamette Queen Sternwheeler. The next time you plan an event, think of the Queen. And by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Holmes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.